Okay, starting another test because I didn't turn the system on last time. We talked for 6 minutes and there was no recording going on. Well, there was a recording, we just didn't have sound because I had the microphones plugged into the phone, which muted the mic on my phone, which created zero sound for 6 minutes. But it was exciting to hear Heather discuss a lot of different things about the marriage ministry, about all that fun stuff. So here we are. Anyway, so we're doing a test to figure out if this is really the Lord's will for us to put together a podcast. Now, this podcast is really going to be designed, if I can say the word designed, to bring couples together in a conversation. There'll be four of us sitting around mics and just discussing, answering questions about our marriages and how they have played out over the years, the challenges, the joys, the sorrows. As well, our interest as would be to not only interview certain couples, but just a variety
so,
of ages, from young to older,
and not just ages, but also how many years. So we know some who are newly married, newlyweds, just now trying to figure this out and starting to ask those questions, right? Okay, now they're ready to listen because they're starting to face things in their own marriages. And the ones who have been on the road who don't get so worked up over things anymore because they know how this works.
Right. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
The idea behind this is so that we can ask questions and sit around a table sharing stories that other couples have been through, specifically their marriage has been through, what they have been through together, whether that's with children, whether that's with death, whether that's in good, whether that's in, you know, dark trauma some people go through. A chance for people to take a listen to other people's stories that maybe you wouldn't normally be around. You know, you don't mingle with them or you wouldn't have dinner with them. So everybody gets that opportunity to hear life stories and, you know, nuggets of things that work and things that they would redo.
Yeah, so the hope in turn is to go beyond just a powwow of discussing each other's lives, but also hopefully that there would be value in regards to, okay, so this is what we're dealing with. How have we dealt with? What is our focus? And really, what is the outcome of marriage and what God has designed it to be? And realizing that we're all sinners together trying to make it work, and understanding of things like, how did we enter into marriage? Where are we now in marriage? And really, where do we want the marriage to end up? Ultimately, we believe as a couple, all those answers are found in the Word of God. And so the hope is to bring in Scripture here and there, to make it our focus, and as well to also encourage us in our marriages as to how to proceed and honor the Lord with all of that. So current recording is at 3 minutes 43 seconds. So how long will these podcasts go? How long can someone expect to go online? They're going to be provided by, accessed at our website, hffbc.org, and not necessarily an interest to go national, but hey, website is national. So
let's start with Hampton Falls.
Hampton Falls, and it's really more
start
of a,
small.
We are at a focus group, and the focus group is our church.
Right.
At this point. So how long would someone expect to sit and listen to a podcast?
I think safe to say, even if we do sit down and have a conversation that lasts an hour, you could probably expect that to be edited quite a bit. I would think no more than 30 minutes. 20-30 minutes sounds to be, you know, how deep can you go in 20 minutes?
Is that normal for a podcast?
I don't know.
How long is a normal podcast?
Yeah, I would
podcast?
Say most are 30 minutes.
You go any longer, you lose people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got four people talking, so hopefully you're addressing certain questions, and you're getting people's response from those questions. It will vary. Some people will be a yawn, like us, and right. others will be full of life and make it fun.
Yeah, but hopefully there'll be enough curiosity within our church to say, hey, that couple is going to be interviewed. I think I want to hear their
exactly.
story.
Exactly. I want to know.
I want to hear their story. And so it'll be interesting to see what the couples share. As well, it'll be interesting to see how awkward this really is because we're not professionals, nor do we have a professional setup.
But I don't think we're going into it with that. We're going into it. This is ministry.
Okay.
The basis for this is we want to help other people in marriage. And sometimes the best way to do that, yes, of course, is the gospel. But how many couples have heard that and heard that and heard that? What does it look like in our marriage? How does that look like in my brother's marriage? How does that look like in a 50-year marriage?
Hmm. Right.
I think that is the things. People might tune in because they like a certain couple and want to hear details. But we pray that through that, they get to take away something that says, wow, maybe we could start doing that.
Amen, sister. You just took us to 6 minutes and Woo-hoo. 16 seconds.